Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Hey y'all, Marcy Martin here with a little Tampax story. One time I went on vacation in the Bahamas with some friends, and of course I got my period. I didn't want anything to stop me from living my best life on my trip, so I was like, why not be brave and try Tampax? Before that, I really just thought tampons were for adults, and I definitely thought they'd be uncomfortable. Guess what, y'all? They really aren't. It might take a few tries, but once it's in right, you shouldn't feel it, which is great. For a better way to period, just add Tampax.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2707, The Best Time of Year to Buy Many Items, by Andrea Joy of SavingJoyfully.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Welcome back to Optimal Finance Daily, where every day I read and offer commentary on some of the best personal finance blogs on the web in about 10 minutes or less. So with that, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. The Best Time of Year to Buy Many Items by Andrea Joy of SavingJoyfully.com. January. Cruise vacations. Cruises are typically at their lowest prices for spring and summer cruises because cruise lines know that this is when people tend to book these. Fitness equipment. Buying fitness equipment is a great idea at the beginning of the year because many stores are running sales. These sales are always run this time of year due to many people making New Year's fitness resolutions. Now's a great time to shop the sales if you're in the market for some home fitness equipment. Furniture. Furniture sales can be a great deal in January, although it's not always the best time to bring home new furniture if you live in a snowy climate like many of us do. And bedding. Bedding sales are the best in January during what is typically referred to as white sale. February. Chocolate. Chocolate is a great price this time of year, especially after Valentine's Day is over with all the sales to sell the leftover Valentine's goodies. And cameras and camera equipment. Cameras are at their lowest prices typically this time of year due to the new models being introduced. New models tend to be introduced in February, resulting in cheaper prices on old models during this time. March. Luggage. New lines of luggage are introduced in March, causing the prices to be at their lowest. April. Cookware. Cookware sales are the best in April, with weddings and graduation happening shortly. This is definitely a hot item that many buy for both back-to-school furnishing, a college dorm or apartment, and for newlyweds. May. Mattresses. Mattress sales are definitely best around Memorial Day due to the great sales that are introduced for this holiday each year. Last year's models are at a deep discounted price because the new models will be introduced soon. You'll also see sales around Labor Day again, and these can be pretty good deals as well. June. Gym memberships. Gym memberships are the lowest around June due to the amount of people heading outdoors instead of to the gym. Working out inside a gym is not as popular when the weather's nice outside, and this is when gyms typically offer their best incentives for new members. July. Jewelry. Jewelry sales are at their lowest during the month of July because most gift-giving holidays are not in close proximity to this month. You can usually find great deals on most jewelry around this time, and if you know you'll be buying some for an upcoming occasion, this is a great time to shop and buy. And furniture. Furniture sales are great during the summer and especially in July because August is when new furniture styles are introduced. The weather is definitely better too, which makes it a great time to move that old furniture out and the new furniture in. August. Luggage. Once again, luggage prices tend to drop due to travel season coming to a close for most people due to school being back in session for many. Summer accessories and clothes. Bathing suits, flip-flops, sandals, etc. These items are all at their lowest prices because the season is coming to a close and the need for these items is decreasing. Stores are also trying to make room for their new fall items and want to sell these items quickly. And computer sales. Computers and accessories are typically on sale around this time of year because of back-to-school sales. There are often good sales on these after back-to-school in September and for Black Friday as well, so keep an eye out in November if you don't find what you're looking for now. September. Computer sales. Computer and accessories are at their lowest this time of year because back-to-school is now over and stores are still trying to sell off inventory. There are often good sales on these for Black Friday as well, so keep an eye out in November if you don't find what you're looking for now. And vehicles. Cars, trucks, and SUVs are often a good deal purchased in September because dealerships are getting their newer models in and trying to sell off some inventory to make room. October. Bicycles. Looking to buy a new bicycle for yourself or as a Christmas gift this year? Many new models are introduced during this month, making it a great time to get a good deal on a bicycle. November. Halloween candy. Halloween candy is a great deal after Halloween is over, and some of this candy can easily be repurposed into Christmas candy, used to decorate gingerbread houses, or even baked into cookies for the upcoming holidays. Appliances. Appliances are usually at their lowest right around Black Friday due to the sales being offered to compete with other Black Friday sales. You can also find good appliance sales around holiday weekends like Memorial Day and Labor Day. And electronics. Electronics are at their best prices typically around Black Friday sales. Stores are fighting the competition to have the lowest sale prices, and this makes it a great time to do your research and purchase your electronics you've been needing. And December. Wedding dresses and wedding-specific items. Wedding dresses and many other items are usually the easiest to come by and the most discounted this time of year. Hardly anyone is in the market for wedding-related items, and this can make it a great time to get deep discounts on these items. And vehicles. Vehicle sales are much lower this month because people are not typically in the market for a new or used vehicle around the holidays. You can score some good deals because dealerships want to make a sale around the holidays and before the first of the year. You just listened to the post titled, "The Best Time of Year to Buy Many Items," by Andrea Joy of SavingJoyfully.com, and I'll be right back with my commentary. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college? I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Being willing to wait until certain times of year to buy things can be helpful for those purchases that aren't really true must-haves. They're the things we'd really, really prefer to have or are used to having. I think it's well worth the time to pause and question if you need the thing you're considering buying, and really sit with that question. We're so used to moving so quickly, and many times we could benefit from slowing down and questioning our assumptions. So for example, when I moved to Cincinnati from New York City, I was told many times that I would need to buy a car. but I wanted to question this assumption. I chose a walkable neighborhood to live in and spent my first year here carless. It really wasn't as bad as others had led me to believe. And when I did eventually buy a car for convenience, did I really need to buy a new car? No, I bought a 2010 Mazda 3 for $6,000 cash. And I spent a couple of months shopping around for a good deal. I have a thought process I like to follow before spending that goes something like this. First, I question, is this really a need or is it more of a want? Wants can be planned and saved for, but needs should be addressed more urgently. Then I ask myself if I already own something that can be repurposed for this need, or if I can borrow something from a friend. If I determine that I actually have to buy it, then I'll see if I can get it used. And if I have to buy it new, I shop around for a good deal. And that's another edition of Optimal Finance Daily. Thank you for listening. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.